USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is testifying before a Democratic-led House committee regarding the administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Secretary also says the White House is willing to sign on to a new stimulus package.
We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief program. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
More than 200,000 Americans are dead because of coronavirus complications. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying the United States crossed that threshold on Tuesday. Over 95,000 deaths have come from five states, including New York, California, Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. More than 6.8 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is promising to move ahead with consideration of a Supreme Court nominee.
The president planned to use the power the voters gave him to make a nomination. Senators will use the power the voters gave us to either provide or withhold consent as we see fit.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. The city of Louisville making preparations as a grand jury decision appears to be forthcoming. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Federal buildings in Louisville, Kentucky being boarded up ahead of the anticipated announcement by State Attorney Daniel Cameron on the investigation into the killing of Breonna Taylor by police earlier this year. Meanwhile, the Louisville Metro Police Department's interim chief, Robert Schrader, has declared a state of emergency for his department.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It was 35 years ago that Farm Aid first boosts the morale of the country's struggling farmers. Willie Nelson tells NBC's Today Show it was the governor of Illinois discussing some of the concerns farmers had with Nelson that had him start and get going on the first Farm Aid.
And he was telling me how bad it was getting for the farmer, for the small family farmer. After he told me what he did and we realized how important it was, 21 days later, we had our first Farm Aid.
Missouri farmers Rhonda Allison and Richard Perry were among the first farmers to benefit from the first Farm Aid.
One of those moments when people thought, wow, Willie Nelson, somebody who really matters, is standing up for us.
It was the best thing that, you know, we could hear. It, you know, gave us hope.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show, Farm Aid this year will be Saturday night and will feature the likes of Neil Young, Bonnie Raitt, and John Cougar Mellencamp. Of course, the concert will be virtual. Sizzler is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The Southern California-based restaurant chain, known for its steak and salad bar, says they've lost millions from the coronavirus pandemic. It also blames the restrictions that ban indoor dining in most of California. The restaurant says they will remain open during the bankruptcy process. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.